The Who, for me, first of all, I think their first album remains their best album. It's the most amazing album. I know they ended up having an unfortunate fight with Shel Talmy, but Shel Talmy, who had done those first four or five Kinks albums.
It's a hell of a sounding record, man.
And when Pete Townsend and The Who went into the studio, they said to Shel Talmy, make us sound like the Kinks.
Okay? Really?
And, of course, they were so good that they didn't sound like the Kinks. They had their own thing. And
it was explosive, combustible. But the sound of those few instruments, combustible. You know,
amazing. The completely original configuration. The job of each instrument changed with The Who. Never has drums been more part of the composition than I think with Keith Moon. But aside from that, and the wonderful, their wonderful, unique sound, and that starting with the second album, Pete Townsend would start to really invent the concept record, the longer version of what everybody was doing at the time, which that 3-minute song thing, which of course I've come full circle on, and I love, and that's pretty much all we play here. But
the funny thing is, the thing that always fascinated me about The Who was, which was the incredible violence of the instrumentation, and then the love of the Beach Boy harmonies, which coat so much of, much too much,
lies.
Kids Are All Right, lies, the fact that, and I don't know, I wonder how much was Keith Moon's influence, because he was the Beach Boy freak, and how much happened in the studio, how that came together, because it's a lovely characteristic of that, those early recordings, the wild violence of their sound, and then the sweet, there's the hint of Brian Wilson squeaks in at the very top of the records, with those harmonies.
It's true, and Roger Daltrey, I asked him once. And they don't even like talking about that first album, tragically, because of the Shel Talmy thing. But I said to Roger, I said, Roger, I'm sorry, but I love that first album. I said, you were singing different. What was going through your mind? He says, yeah, I was just trying to imitate Johnny Cash.
Really?
He says, I love Johnny Cash. And if you listen to that, it's all very low, and it's very, very stoic.
Well, the good's gone, and...
Good's gone.
There it is.
right?
I never made the association, but now that you mention it.
But he had the very violent sort of music, and then the Beach Boys harmony on top. He had that stoic, odd, right?
It was
lead
strange.
Vocal.
It was an unusual vocal personality.
You think about it, right? He wasn't that histrionic. I mean, he's kind of known for being a little bit, histrionic later on with the "Don't Get Fooled Again" type screaming type stuff. But that was not what he did. He was very straight ahead, very cool. Talk about cool. He was that. Mod. Whether.
Yeah.
That whole.
And once again, the perfect rock record of "I Can See for Miles."
That was it.
Just it doesn't get any better than that. Just.
That was the one that, up until, that was like off of that third album, I guess.
That was the one that really, for me, would put them. I mean, I was completely into the first record, because we were seeking out everything at the time, that came out. But that I can see from.